Then on Friday, mid-90s still with a few hit or miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Auburn police charged 16-year-old Johnson Taylor with two counts of manslaughter in connection to the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett. Taylor is charged as an adult in this case. Authorities say he had marijuana in his system and was speeding at the time of the crash. Washington Avenue in downtown Montgomery is growing, transitioning from a one-way to a two-way street. This change affects two blocks of Washington Avenue between South Court Street and South Lawrence Street. The intersection of Washington and South Court will now be an all-way stop. And qualifying for the race for Montgomery mayor begins today, and candidates have until the 16th to qualify for the race. Right now, there are 11 people planning to run to be Montgomery's next mayor. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4th of July party time is here, and Family Dollar has your barbecue checklist covered. 12-pack Pepsi products are $3 for $9, and 24-pack Silver Falls or Quest water, just $2.75. Build your burgers with buy one, get one 50% off on select Heinz ketchup, Hellman's mayo, or Kraft Miracle Whip, and clean up with 6-pack Scott paper towels for $3.50 with your smart coupon. Find these deals and more on our app or visit FamilyDollar.com today.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There is a secret Facebook group involving Border Patrol agents that has been exposed. Investigative journalists at ProPublica discovered thousands of members posted jokes about migrant deaths as well as sexist memes.
27-year-old Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room.
The White House may accept a nuclear freeze, allowing North Korea to keep its nuclear weapons as long as it doesn't build any new ones. That would be a step backwards in the U.S. position.
Deadly poison scare at Facebook. Authorities say sarin may have been discovered at the company's mailing facility in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Grandmother who went for a walk along the ocean appears to be the latest victim of a rare but deadly bacteria.
Millions of protesters storm a government building in Hong Kong.
All the people here say that they will not be leaving unless their demands have been met.
And youth is served at Wimbledon. A 15-year-old from Florida beat the 5-time champion, Venus Williams.
I never thought this would happen. I'm literally living my dream right now.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, welcome back. This on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Several reminders here. Number one, Fresh Market is doing the $14.99 cooked slab of ribs. They are absolutely delicious. Joey will attest to that.
Yes.
And you can go in and get some potato salad, some egg salad, or coleslaw, or get a little make a salad at the salad bar. They're one of the few people that have a salad bar left in Montgomery, and I love it because I used to get the big bag of lettuce for $4. Why do that? I can go get lettuce and get my all my toppings I want on it for $2 and get the same result. Lori? But also Sweet Creek Farm Market, we're doing a gift basket drawing for that. That's open to any callers. And two $50 gift cards from Sweet Creek Farm Market for veterans or family members of veterans. Just call us and let us know. We'll do that drawing tomorrow also. So we got a lot going on here. Let's go to Lori. Lori, welcome aboard.
Hey, good morning, Joey and Dan.
How are you, my dear?
Oh, I am doing so well. Lord is blessing us.
Lord is good.
That is right, all the time. I wanted to comment on the border situation. I don't know if y'all had the opportunity to look at James Dobson's report. He went down there, I think, a week or so ago and wrote a very detailed account of his visit there. And it's really eye-opening because what he's seeing, we're not hearing about. I believe it's posted on Facebook and it's on his website, Family Matters.
Well, tell us what it says.
Well, he went down there and he said that we sort of get the impression from the media that there's this people that are sneaking up to the border and then running through. And he said while he was there, he went to a particular place and 100, 200, 400 people at a time just walk up to the border patrol station, sit down and raise their hand. They're there to be fed, to be clothed. And he said that the only place
I've gotten that out of reports, particularly from Fox and Friends, but yeah. On Fox, Maria Bartiromo, she did a live deal from there, and they were interviewing a Border Patrol person, and people were coming up to him and surrendering.
Yeah, but hundreds and hundreds at the time, and they have to keep these buses just going back and forth and back and forth. And now I don't watch Fox News that much anymore, but he was saying that what's happening is there's only a handful of judges that can deal with them. So they're getting their court date 3 weeks after they get there, and they're just turning them loose. And the children, there's not enough funding for anything they need to do, and they keep going to Congress, and they don't get anything. They're having to buy diapers and stuff out of the Border Patrol agent fund. And if the Democrats are so worried about that, all they have to do is pass enough money to buy the diapers. But the permanent fix is, hello, the wall.
Well, and a permanent fix is everything. We need judges to process these people faster. You need to be able to hold them longer, process them quickly, and then if they don't have a legitimate asylum plea, then send them back home.
Why don't they fund positions for like 100 more judges? If that's where it's bottlenecking, then it seems
because the Democrats don't want it to be processed quickly.
Exactly. Exactly. They don't want to do something that actually helps it long term. They don't really even want to band-aid it. They just want to have something to as ammunition against the conservatives. And I say conservatives, not Republicans.
Yeah, because there's a difference.
Right, there is a big difference. It's just frustrating. And I know that Mr. Trump is doing his best, but people really need to look for other sources than our main news, because not even Fox does a good job anymore, to me.
Yeah, Fox is kind of falling off the edge on some things, and what they're doing is they're getting good guests on, but they're not asking really good questions, and they step on their own. They don't let somebody answer. You're going to hear some interviews that we're going to be doing a little bit later on that where Sean Hannity is not there, and you get a lot more information out of the interview, a lot more.
To me, since the son got a hold of the station instead of the father, they have really gone off the rails, I don't even use them as a source of information much anymore. You're the main source of information.
Aww.
And I do appreciate the job that you do.
Well, thank you, Lori. I appreciate that.
Can you get me on whatever drawings y'all have?
We have drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket for tomorrow. So give me month and day of birth.
5/14.
5/14.
Yes.
I got you, girl. How's the family doing?
They're doing fine. I'm pleased to announce that I'm going to soon have a daughter-in-law. I'm
oh, really?
Happy.
Who's getting married?
Brennan, my number three,
yeah.
Proposed to his girlfriend yesterday.
That is outstanding. How's Gary doing?
Garrett is doing fine. He's fixing to start a new job soon, and we're real happy about that.
What's he going to be doing?
He's going to be selling insurance.
Excellent. Well, if he needs any advice on that subject, tell him to give me a call.
Well, I'm sure he will. He's out on his own now, living with his older brother, and they're doing really well.
Well, I am glad. It's always good to watch them depart the nest, as we would say in my house. We always,
yes.
We had a kind of a custom of breaking the plate when you depart the nest.
Well, we're very thankful they still choose to be in the area, but they're able to live independently, and God is good all the time.
Thanks for the telephone call, and God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Thanks, Lori.
That is right. God bless you.
Bless you. Let me go to, by the way, we've got information about a bad accident with multi cars on southbound lanes of 231. So if anybody knows anything, I'm not sure if that's on the south side of Montgomery, or I assume it is since the Montgomery Sheriff Department, but if somebody's got information on that, give me a call. Let me go to 272-9228. Let me go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon, man. How you doing?
Doing great, Jason. Long time no talk to.
Yeah, man. Hey, I've been keeping my head down trying to work. So that's
there you go. Keep you off the streets, baby.
Consuming my time, much to my wife's chagrin. She wants me to spend a little bit more time at home, but it's how it goes sometimes. But I just wanted to call and just throw out a comment. As far as the detention centers are concerned, I think there is a lot of political theater going on. With some Democrats in Congress, and I think, unfortunately, I don't. That doesn't surprise me, and it shouldn't surprise anybody. I think it's par for the course. But I think a part of their message is getting lost because of the messenger, and I think that minimizing, or I won't say minimizing, but focusing on the messenger as opposed to the message. It's probably not a good way to look at it. And the reason why I say that is because regardless of what the Democrats are doing or anybody that disagrees with whatever Trump is doing, there was a video that came out probably a week ago, and it was a clip of a DOJ attorney talking to circuit court judges, basically defending this facility in Texas that had like 300 kids in it. And the idea was that the facility was supposed to be safe and sanitary, quote unquote, and it wasn't, or at least a judge found that it wasn't. And so this DOJ attorney was before some circuit court judges trying to defend it, and she was basically making the argument that despite the fact the facility did provide the kids with soap, toothpaste, somewhere to sleep, clean clothes, that it was safe and sanitary. And I think that just defies logic. So even if the situation is bad, like I said, is that Democrats are making some of it up. The situation is bad. Like there's issues all around everybody to address, and that shouldn't be lost because AOC said something. I think everybody has to take account the responsibility for whatever their role is, and if they're falling short and Congress is to blame, that's fine. But if kids don't have soap, they don't have anywhere to sleep, and it's on your watch, you got to own it. You got to say, that's our bad. We got to do better. And this is how we're going to address it. You can't say, well, that's fake news or doesn't exist or they're fine. And you know, that seems to be lost in some of the conversations as far as just owning.
Well, let back up a little bit here. Number one, aren't you, what you're really saying is that the places are overcrowded. It's not that they're living in horrific conditions.
No, I'm saying they're living in horrific conditions, regardless of the reason.
You're saying they are?
I'm saying specifically the facility I'm talking about. I can't speak on all of them.
But wait a minute, because
I'm talking about.
I think. But wait a minute.
Now,
horrific conditions are that is unsanitary, unclean, and unsafe. That's horrific.
Yeah.
If it's overcrowded, that's a different story.
No, it's not a different story because the end result is the same.
No, it's not. That's not true. That is not true. Because if you have a Hilton Inn that has 100 rooms and you have 300 people in there, it's not a horrific situation.
If it's not clean and safe, it is.
No, so see, you're talking against yourself. You just said it was the numbers that make it horrific. I just said if it's clean and it's safe, it's not a horrific condition.
Right. If it's clean and safe, it's not horrific.
Okay.
But I'm saying the facility wasn't clean and or safe.
How do you know that? Because I didn't get that out of your conversation. I heard you talk about overcrowded.
My point was, yes, it is overcrowded, 100%.
Okay, but you never said it was... You never said the judge said it was unclean and unsafe.
The judge did say it was unclean.
Okay, you're looking at... I want to see the video. If you want to send that to me at danmarshow.com, I'm fine with that. I think you're... I have a funny feeling you're putting a little bit of mortar in between, some bricks here.
I'll do you one better, because I know your show is recorded. The lawyer's name is Sarah Fabian, and she was before circuit court judges, a three-judge panel, and it's an entire clip. I can send it to you. That's fine.
There we go. Just send it to me. Send it to me. Just send it to me, Dan Morris, Dan at danmorrisshow.com. Okay?
DanMorrisshow.com. Gotcha.
And Jason, the weird thing about all this is I don't think it's lost on people in D.C. The weird thing is this story coming out now. They literally just passed a package of $4.6 billion, the vast majority of it.
Why didn't this come out 2 weeks ago?
To address these issues.
They did.
Right.
They did.
So
this story came out, like, I want to say it was last week.
I'm not talking about the one you're referencing. I'm mentioning the news today with these particular lawmakers going down to the border.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't. I haven't even paid attention to that today. I just knew they passed the package. I knew that came out. But my point was that's a part of the larger context. We can't just focus on what AOC says. Of course, she's a politician, and she's going to say stuff.
I'm just questioning the timing of it. Thanks, Jason. You have a great day. Have a great 4th of July. Joel, Jim, we've got 3 J's up there.
I know.
I almost have a full house. News 93.1. I'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by 2 veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, 272-9228 is where we are. For tomorrow, we're taking in names today, and tomorrow we're giving away two $50 gift cards from Sweet Free Farm Market that a generous listener donated to the show. That's available for military family or military members. Then any caller can get in on Sweet Free Farm Market. $60 gift basket drawing. We'll do that tomorrow. Try to make it kind of early so you can get there, because it's going to be a great weekend to go to Sweet Free Farm Market, without a doubt. Then Fresh Market is doing their $14.99 cooked slab of ribs that are delicious. Doing that today until 3, from tomorrow from 11 to 3. Take advantage of it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. I want to get in on the military. I was in the military from 1967, in the National Guard from 67 to 2008, 41 years.
Wow.
I've been deployed all over the world, from Kyrgyzstan to Diego Garcia to Kuwait to Oman. So I got to see lots of the world that folks never get to see.
Yeah, and probably lots of the parts of the world you didn't want to go see, did you?
Yeah, but I tell you what, for folks like Jason, if they would be in the military and see the conditions of these countries, our poorest folks in the United States live better than 99% of the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, is that they're kind of... I've been to Guatemala. I've been to El Salvador. I've been to all these... Nicaragua. I admit I've been to the Nicaragua border. But these places are swallowed. They're terrible. They're terrible.
Well, the most violent places on earth aren't in the Middle East. They're in Latin America.
Well, and the murder rate's gone down considerably over the last year. But, good. I mean, literally, when we were in Guatemala, my boys were looking at it. The cows were... You can see the ribs on their side. The chickens look like, you know, there's no way you're going to eat that chicken because it's so bony type thing. It had no meat on it whatsoever.
Well, and, you know, the detention facilities are air-conditioned, and that's so much better than what they got at home. Even if it is overcrowded, they got a lot better conditions there than they... what they left back at home.
Well, and they're complaining that it's cold there. You're going to hear that in one of these reports, that it's cold. Well, it's cold to them because they just came out of the desert.
Yeah. Well, but if you will, put me in for the military. It's 11-1.
You got it.
I'm already in the other one.
So. You got it, my friend. You're in one. Do that drawing tomorrow, okay?
Y'all have a fantastic 4th of July.
You have a wonderful 4th of July yourself. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Several things. Fresh Market doing the $14.99 ribs. And anybody can get in on the call on the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Military can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market $50 gift card. Two of those. And we're going to do that tomorrow. There are very few names in there right now. Let's go to the phone and let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
Jim, how are you?
Pretty good, man. Hey, I agree with you on this AOC thing. That was a setup. Dan, I'm not a real conspiracy nut, but, you know, the fact that she got into office on a very low vote, 13% turnout, I believe she was groomed for this job. And Dan, you know, she's what, 29 years old. She's being directed by someone. You know what I mean? There's just something fishy about her.
Yeah, well, this whole you know thing.
I mean? I'm not saying she's like a robot, but I'm just saying she's got somebody behind her that's feeding her all this stuff.
Well, I think they're helping her calculate it and, you know, and kind of do things.
I mean, I don't believe anything she says, hardly. I saw that clip on there. I just think, I agree with you, that thing was set up. And it's no coincidence, I agree with you, too, that this Facebook thing came out at the same, almost the same time.
Well, the Facebook group was supposed to be active for a couple of years, but you're going to hear a Border Patrol person talking about that there's standards, particularly regarding Facebook. But how do they know that somebody didn't come into that Facebook account and post these things that don't like the Border Patrol?
That's right. You don't have any idea.
Well, they need to find out.
You know, you got that the internet and Facebook, and that's the most unreliable source for a lot of things. I mean, you can put anything you want, you know. Well, it's on the internet. It must be the truth. You know, yeah, right. But I just think, you know, I just don't trust her. I think that she's just, she's gotten her money and backing stuff from somebody. But this will all come out. And she's just a one-trick pony. She won't be around the next election run. It's not going to happen. When is the next one coming out? It's the presidential, right? Is it
right,
2 years?
November. It's November of 2020.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The people that so many people will be turning out, more people turning out because of the presidential election that she'll probably be defeated. But
She would have to lose a primary because you're not going to beat her in the general.
Yeah, right. One more thing too. You mentioned Fox. You know, I do watch Fox most time, but Dan, they got too many Never Trumpers on their show now. It's really getting on my nerves. I don't mind having somebody from the opposing view, but too many of these people they have on there now are just Never Trumpers, and they just, it doesn't matter what he does, they're against it. And I was watching Outnumbered It this morning, 11 o'clock. And Jessica Tarloff,
right.
Oh, man, she just about, I can't, her scratchy little voice I can't stand. But she just about drove me nuts. Now, some of those women that they have on there, and I can't recall their names, I would rather have them on doing a show. They've got some good conservative women on that network that do a great job. I think they do better than some of the people like Hannity and stuff. I like the way they think, and I think they do a better job. Fox has just gotten too, I won't say mainstream, but it's not what it used to be.
They're overdoing the balance part. Donna Brazile, for example, and some of the things that she says. I mean, she basically one time on Fox said, "I believe Donald Trump won because of the Russians." No evidence of that. She just said, "That's what I believe."
Yeah, and they don't, and they just kind of, I don't know. It's just, it's all we got right now, though.
And me.
Well, you know, when I need the facts, I come to 93.1.
There we go. I appreciate you. You have a great day. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're my only, my one and only. Is that the way it should be?
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery. Unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. It's a $105 million haul for the RNC and Trump re-election campaign. In the second quarter, some key Democrats also spilling their numbers. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders pulling in $18 million plus.
$6 million transferred from other accounts. The $24 million figure is almost identical to the splashy total Mayor Pete announced yesterday. And this is going to help the Sanders operation remain stable despite that slip in the polls.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Deliberations resume before a jury of combat veterans in the case of the Navy SEAL charged with murdering a captured prisoner in Iraq in 2017.
That based on testimony from fellow Navy SEALs who the defense described as disgruntled, who tried to oust Gallagher from his leadership position because they didn't like his style.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are headed for some dangerous heat levels over the next few days through the holiday weekend, I'm afraid. Today, a very hot day with a high around 96 and the heat index, let's say 102 to 105. Lots of sunshine, only isolated cooling storms for the very lucky. Low tonight, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and the 4th of July, highs 95 to 97. Heat index near the 105 danger range. Spotty relief from some widely scattered storms. And then on Friday, mid-90s still, with a few hit or miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, thank y'all, and please forgive Verizon, believe it or not, but our pit at the quarry is so deep, that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, you're down in the big hole.
Yeah, down in the big hole, climbing out right now. Dan, I wanted to give a different perspective on Jason's call, and please. I don't want you to give up on trying to get him to think independently. He seems like a pretty intelligent guy, but I don't think he comes at you unbiased. But anyway, this may not be the same clip, but it's got too much in common that I think I saw the same one. He didn't mention the news source. It was CNN. And it was in McAllen, Texas, where there is no wall, Dan, and sometimes the border is nothing but the northern banks of the Rio Grande are the most pitiful barbed wire fence you've ever seen. And so it was a 200-bed facility with overcrowding of 140. And Jason, I know you're listening. 140 is 70% of 200. So speaking as a professional logistics for the government, Jason, they had enough soap, toothpaste, and toothbrushes for 200. And the government moved slow, Jason, but you didn't tell Dan that all of the personnel that that male reporter asked, they had a very professional answer for how quick the sanitary supplies, personal hygiene-wise, were going to be there. And Dan, there was no film that indicated that the facility was unsanitary. I just wish you could convince Jason to think more independently.
I like that. Doug, he hadn't sent me the clip yet, so it isn't there until I see the clip. But Doug, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
You are quite welcome, Dan. I'm enjoying the last 2 minutes of your show.
Thanks. Well, it's not the last. I got another hour and 20 minutes to go. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan and Joey.
Cranky, how in the world are you, my friend?
I just want to point a few things out here, that if the Constitution guarantees a woman can kill her baby, then it's somewhere in there. I know it says that I have a right to get on the air when I call in and not have to wait. I'm sure of it. And you know what? I'm just gonna take the Democratic theme. That's just the way it is. It's there, and that's the way it is. And it doesn't matter if you can't find it anywhere.
Because if you say it, it is true.
You bet your a double dollar sign.
There you go.
Hey, we were talking earlier on the news about Trump being recalled back. Is that back to the White House?
It's Pence.
I'm sorry, say again.
It was Pence. He was supposed to speak in Salem, New Hampshire, about the opioid crisis, and he was called back to the Capitol for some unclarified emergency.
Well, let me tell you, the Sun newspaper, or the website and the newspaper in England, is now reporting Vladimir Putin calls urgent meeting with defense chief after 14 sailors die in submarine fire. There was some sort of a super-secret submarine.
Right, we saw that.
And you think that might be related?
I don't know. I'm trying to look up the Pence story right now.
Well, I think somewhere between that submarine fire and my right to get on your show, at first crack, I think that's what he was called back to the White House for. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, and my show had been at the top of that list.
You got that right. Listen, y'all have a great afternoon. Thanks.
Thank you.
And put me down for the Sweet Creek.
Give me month and day of birth.
7/12 next week.
You got it. Now, Sweet Creek just drawing, right?
Do what now?
They're just the normal basket drawing, not the military one.
Oh, absolutely. Just the normal one.
You got it. You have a good one. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to look up this Pence stuff here. Marie, if you're listening, see if you can find me a story on that. And
yeah, I mean, when I read it about an hour ago, there were no clarifications on why he was brought back to D.C. They just said it's an emergency. Nobody should be alarmed, though, is I think what the spokesman for Pence said. But we're canceling the event. And then it did come out around the same time as the news of these 14 sailors on this super secretive Russian submarine. Apparently a deep water research submarine that can actually dock underneath on the belly of a ballistic missile submarine if it needs to. But apparently their 14 died in some fire after inhaling the fumes from the combustion, and then they put the fire out. People guess it can hold about 25 crew members. You lost more than half your crew.
Man. Okay, Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday. We have several things going on, so you can get in on these. We have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing that's open to any caller. We have two $50 gift cards from Sweet Creek Farm Market to go to two families of either veterans, military service people in the military now, and you can get in on that drawing. Then brand first-time callers can get in on the Fresh Market drawing for the $50 gift card. Man, we got so much going on here. And then they're doing ribs, $14.99 a slab, and at Fresh Market, cooked for you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to JB. JB, welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just curious.
I'm not panicking over this election, but I was just wondering what your theory would be about AOC always being in the news. Do you think that come 2024 she's going to put her bid in to be president?
Let's see. Would she be old enough? She wouldn't be old enough in 2024.
She's, what, 29?
29 now?
Yeah.
No, she,
yeah.
Well, you have to be 35 on the date of the you're sworn in.
Right. I don't know her birthday.
Yeah, she'd be 35 October the 13th of that year.
Oh, okay. Well, you know more than we do then. If she does, she'll get clobbered. She will be absolutely decimated.
Oh, I'm sure. I was just wondering if you had a... You know, it just seems like she's always in the news and like she's just trying to keep her face out there, because I think she's going to try to put in a bid for the running of the presidency in 2024 is what I think.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
It'll be interesting, JB. JB, you have a great day, my friend.
Have a good one.
Thanks. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's pick back up with some of this stuff. This, the CBP person, that's the better one. This is an actual Customs and Border Patrol agency after allegations of AOC. And I think this was a setup. Listen in.
For the first time in a long time, Democrats went to the border, and they want to make this border story. First, it was the manufactured crisis that the president made up to win the midterm elections. Then he talked about the caravans, and the caravans were made to be bigger than they were, and tried to disproportionately show what's happening at our border. And then there was a battle for the actual wall itself. But all along the way, anyone that went to the border said this is a crisis. If you talk to the Border Patrol, they say they were overwhelmed. So the congresswoman, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, finally went to the border. And what she saw is grazing headlines.
This is what she said.
There's abuse in these facilities. There's abuse. This was them on their best behavior, and they put them in a room with no running water, and these women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet. They were drinking water out of the toilet. And that was them knowing a congressional visit was coming. This is CBP on their best behavior, telling people to drink out of the toilet.
Did you see somebody actually do that?
Sorry,
there was a window up here.
In that last facility, I was not safe from the officers in that facility.
That's amazing. That she said that. When she rolled the window up, it said that when she was asked, did you see it? That's when she rolls the window up. So that was the setup there for the story. Now they're going to interview an actual Customs and Border Patrol person.
So to say that they're drinking toilet water and that she felt physically threatened by Border Patrol agents.
Well, we like to tell both sides of that story, so we reached out to the Deputy Commissioner of CBP, Robert Perez. Deputy Commissioner, we'll put the question straight to you. Is anyone drinking from toilets in these facilities?
Look, Griff, I can tell you with the utmost confidence that the migrants, anyone and everyone in our custody at all of our facilities have ready access to fresh water. They have access to consumables, and the standards that we apply to make sure that on a recurring and very timed basis, that not only they have access to the types of consumables and fresh water that they would need, but even in between, if they make those requests, that our agents and officers are at the ready to provide those types of requests to them. And I've never heard in 26 years of being in this business ever heard of that type of allegation being made. Nevertheless, I think I have to emphasize to you, Griff, just like any other allegation of misconduct, if there is an allegation made of some sort of misconduct made by one of our agents or officers, we take those allegations very, very seriously. And so we report those allegations to our Office of Professional Responsibility, our DHS, Office of Inspector General, to run the facts to ground. And so if there's anything factual to any of these types of allegations, we will get to the truth of it and hold people to account. Right, but Deputy, again, I've never heard anything like that before.
Okay, so this is obviously something very, very new. This guy is really good. He's trying to do it very matter of fact and trying to to kind of say, look, we need to investigate this. We need to find out what's going on. Once we get the facts, then we're going to know what we're talking about. Otherwise, and that's what they do, is they do this kind of pop-off thing. So now let's listen to the talk about the conditions. And if it's true, and I don't like this, he said, it really doesn't represent the Customs and Border Patrol. That's probably not where you need to start with this, but let's listen in.
Right now, for the most part, can you give me a percentage of how overwhelmed each of your facilities are with illegal immigrants?
Look, Brian, we
20%, 15%, 40%?
Well, look, I didn't check the numbers before I came here to speak with you all, Brian, but what I can tell you is that across the board, we're still well over 11,000 people in custody. What that means is we consider being over custody anything over 4,000, okay? That is already a crisis. We are still holding and having over 11,000 people in custody. And look, there's one other point I have to emphasize here,
I'm
folks,
just going to stop
okay?
you 1 second. If the Four Seasons can hold 4,000 and I put 11,000 in the Four Seasons Hotel, they'd complain about the sanitation, they complain about the food, they complain about the accommodations because it's not equipped to handle it. And all you've done for the past year and a half is ask for more help. And all Congress has done is nothing until July 1st. And then they're going to come down and condemn you for the facilities and accommodations. You can't win.
So thank you, Brian. On our own, before we got the supplemental, which frankly we're glad we finally did, we built additional soft-sided facilities in both Donna, in the RGV sector, and in El Paso as well to, again, deal with that very overcrowding. And the point I wanted to make is this, is despite the allegations of misconduct that are getting a lot of attention right now that, again, we take very seriously, this is not representative of the 60,000 men and women of this agency. This agency prides itself on its professionalism, on its vigilance, on its integrity, and the acts and or potential misconduct of a few is not indicative of the over and above professionalism being put forth by our frontline agents and officers and all our employees every day to deal with this crisis and to do their job every day.
And I like how firm this guy is, though. News Talk 93.1, the Dan Barr Show. We'll be back right after this.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Baby, you're adorable and only with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, let's continue on with this Customs and Border Patrol agent talking to Fox and Friends. Excuse me. He's going to be talking about the other congressional delegations did the visit, but nothing happened then. But this one goes down, and then all hell breaks out. Listen to this.
Commissioner, you and I talk a fair amount about this. Let's walk this out. If Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her other ultimately 535 members of Congress got together in a bipartisan manner, change these asylum laws, would that alleviate this unprecedented crisis of family units showing up that have to be put in these centers?
Unquestionably so, Griff. We've spoken about it before. I've spoken about it on this network dozens of times in the last year or year and a half. And what it is essentially what is the bill that is, I believe, up on the Hill right now that our acting secretary has spoken to as well and testified on just a few weeks ago, the legal framework and the loopholes that we need fixed. The Flores Agreement to be able to keep families together through an expedited asylum hearing so that that claim could be adjudicated. We need the Trafficking Victims Protection Act so that you unaccompanied alien children can be repatriated from non-contiguous countries. And we need the asylum laws changed to change the thresholds of credible fear claims as people are arriving. Alien smuggling organizations are exploiting these loopholes, have been now for the better part or nearly 2 years. And until those legal changes are made, that network of illicit human smuggling is going to continue. One other point, folks, I'll tell you. Look, we've been, we're as transparent as you can imagine and or have as far as any law enforcement agency is concerned. We are inviting and have been for months, almost every week, congressional delegations to our facilities with pleasure so that they can see themselves what it is we've been dealing with. And we've never heard anything unlike what came out of this last visit in any of the other visits.
In any of the other visits that have come there. So all these CODELs have been there, and nobody's seen anything, but the one that's got Castro and AOC in, all of a sudden it all blows up. And they're saying there was video, again, you can go to my website, danmarshow.com, that kind of proves it. And it doesn't prove anything. It's AOC sitting on the floor talking to people. There's somebody drinking out of a toilet. It's in... To me, there was a kind of a setup implication that was here. And I think somebody said, kind of briefly said, say this. And I think AOC just says some pretty outrageous type of things. Now, he's going to get into talking about, all I'm going to do is talk about the facts here.
Why is that?
Brian, I'm just stating the facts to you.
Well,
the fact
I will say is that person that says all that also denied humanitarian aid to your facility. If she had her way, you would not be getting the $4.3 billion.
Well, look, Brian, again, I'm here to share with you the facts. And the facts are is that nearly every week for the last 6 to 12 months, we've had congressional delegations come through our facilities because we want them there. We want them to see what it is we've been dealing with this crisis so that they can be better informed on what needs to be fixed.
What did you expect your reaction to be, though, when you have 14 Democrats from the House that come through that have voted down to give you guys money, have constantly gone on television, on media outlets, bashing you guys and saying that they want to abolish ICE? You have all these, 14 Democrats that are coming down there. What did you expect was going to happen? I'm glad you opened your doors to them, but what did you expect?
Well, Ainsley, look, I'll tell you what I expect of our agents and officers, and that is that we will conduct ourselves with the utmost of professionalism and share the facts of what it is we're dealing with this crisis. Again, look, we are as transparent as you will find any law enforcement agency can be. We welcome the opportunity with anyone and everyone to educate them on what it is this crisis is all about and what we believe the fixes are to that have to be followed through in order to positively impact and end this crisis. So what I can speak to and again share with you all folks is our expectations on ourselves. And it frankly begins with me. And that is that we will always conduct ourselves with the utmost professionalism, state and share the facts on the ground and make sure that we exemplify our core values of vigilance, service and integrity every day.
Well done. This guy, and they need to really get on these things where they are getting ahead. And it's going to take weeks to investigate this and make sure there's nothing there. Meanwhile, the story is going to be out there just floating around. People are going to be pinging it and going to be just putting it out there. And that's what's wrong with the kind of situation. They know what the situation is. They go plant something like this, and then they just do it for their own purposes. It's just like when Trump would leave to go overseas, and that first time he'd be gone, all of a sudden a story would get out there, then he couldn't respond to it because up in Air Force One and do something big with it. They just do this kind of mess things up, and I think this is a classic example of it. Okay, so a former ICE agent who was a former ICE director, he disputes the kind of the AOC claims here.
AOC versus CBP, the Democratic congresswoman tearing into border agents after touring a Texas holding facility for migrants.
These women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet. They were drinking water out of the toilet. And that was them knowing a congressional visit was coming. This is CBP on their best behavior.
Former U.S. Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitiello also served as CBP Acting Deputy Commissioner. He joins us right now to react. Ron, do you tell the people you work with or supervise you tell you to give people toilet water?
No, that's not how these facilities are designed. That's not what our people are trained to do. Those facilities are very well scripted in the sense of people get regulated coming in, coming out, how often they get fed, the temperature inside the cell, the cleaning, all of that stuff is regulated very highly by the men and women of CBP.
Okay, so he's laying it out there, and I think that's exactly what needs to happen. Hang on for me, guys. I need to head to the top of our break. Gary, coming back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control.